because the people who are being trained today, 95% is South Sudanese technicians, belonging to the ministries, belonging to the NGOs, belonging to the UN. And these people are coming from the field. It's people from different areas, Upper Nile, Northern Bahr el-Ghazal, Western Bahr el-Ghazal, Equatoria. So you have Warap, you have people from Unity, people from Lakes, etc. So it's the people from the field, but not only, there is also people from Juba. And they're coming to be trained on the IPC analysis. You know about the IPC, the way to we do the assessment of the food security situation of the people in South Sudan. And this year, we want to improve a bit what is already being done. Okay, so in fact, the analysis is good. It's not going to change everything. But for example, we're going to improve the way we do the food consumption assessment. We're going to improve the methodology, how we do the famine analysis. You know that the famine is something very important. There was no famine last year, thankfully. But in 2017, there was a famine. So what is a famine? They want to characterize better so like that we can identify it better if there is a famine. They're going to be trained on how to estimate better the population. You know, with the movement of people going up and down, it's difficult to have a good idea how much people you have in the county, for example. So there is some methodology that they're going to acquire in order to better understand, better assess how many South Sudanese are living in the county without counting people not there and without counting double time the people. So it's something that they're going to improve. Do better data collection.
Okay. When is the next IPC that FAO and the partners will carry out?
They're going to release that around the mid of February.
Okay. Apparently, what is the humanitarian situation of the vulnerable people in the country?
There was almost, I think, 6.1 million people in food insecurity. And you had also, it was corresponding to 59% of the population, which is a big, big, big number. So situation was getting a bit better last year. Even if number is increasing, situation was a bit being controlled. There was no famine, for example. This was last year, thanks to all the intervention we had. So now for this year, for after the post-harvest of last year, I cannot alone tell you what's going to happen, what's going to analyze. That's why they are all together, because it's not something that only one person can assess by himself. So in fact, the thing is, we don't know yet. I mean, it is them to tell us. So mid-February, we will have a better vision of what happened at the end of last year and what is the most likely projection for the beginning of this year.
What is the focus of FAO in 2019? What are you people mainly focusing on?
Okay, the focus of FAO globally is to support the South Sudanese to fight hunger. In order to do that, the priority for the moment is to provide first the capacity to the vulnerable people to produce their own food, to reduce the dependency from food assistance, and to increase their production. In order to do that, we're distributing seeds, tools, fishing equipment, but also we're protecting the livestock. It's what we call this program, Emergency Livelihood Response Program. It is really to help for 2019 the population to increase the production in order to have more food in the villages, more food in the houses, and to be less exposed to the food shortage. So this is one. On top of that, FAO, because there is a peace agreement, because it's conducive, we are joining the Partnership for Recovery and Resilience. So what we're going to do also this year, we're going to go beyond just the seeds and tools distribution, beyond just vaccination of livestock. We're going to propose opportunity for the South Sudanese to improve their life by having a better production, but for the long term. So it's an improved variety. It's improving the techniques of the people. So training people in the better techniques, how to produce better, but also how to keep the seeds better, how to have a simple capacity to develop activities. We're going to also to see if we can develop some infrastructure. For example, we're trying, you have an example, if we want to see in Torit, where we have a water management for agriculture, for livestock, and for population. This is FAO-led initiatives, and it's pumping the water with solar panel, etc. It's a very simple irrigation mechanism, and we want to expand that. Another example also is the milk bar. You know, we want to develop activities, business related to the livestock, and not only, you know, the cattle selling, but also activities linked to the skin, linked to the milk, linked to everything in order to develop all the jobs and all the activities around things. There is a bees also. We're going to develop something in Yambio that we're going to try to bring to an upper level, a new stage, the bees production, the one production in Yambio. There is a number of things. For example, also we're going to improve the fishery activities in Juba and in Yambio. We're going to start this year. So we're going to have improved smoking capacity for the fish. We need to have it better. And we're going to try to have a better oven, but with needing less charcoal, making cleaner and making you better smoked fish. We're going to try to do that, to start that in Juba, but also in Bor.